神是美善的，这是我们常常说也常常听到的一句话。
美善。
The Lord is good.
The Lord is good, and this is something that we hear very often.
但是或许我们不晓得这句话是在圣经的哪里。
But we might not know where these words come from in the Bible.
因为它是在小先知书里头。
And it's because it is actually in one of the minor prophets, written in one of the minor prophets.
而且是我们很少会去翻到的一卷小先知书。
And it's probably one of the least common minor prophets that we might turn to.
是在拿鸿书第一章第七节。
And it's in the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7.
在旧约圣经1095页，拿鸿书第一章第七节。
Book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7.Chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in a day of trouble. He protects those who take refuge in him. Nahum was a prophet.
那他的时代大概跟这个以赛亚、弥迦同一个时期。
And it was probably in the same time as Isaiah and Micah.
在新约圣经里头有一个城市，或许我们有印象，叫做加百隆 Capernaum.
And in the New Testament, there is a city perhaps we're all familiar with, and that is the city of Capernaum.
我们看一下马太福音第八章。
And we can turn to Matthew chapter 8, verse
第八章第五节。
Chapter 8, verse 5.
马太福音八章第五节。
Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. In verse 5, when he entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, appealing to him.
这里讲到主耶稣曾经在加百隆行了一个神迹。
And here, Lord Jesus performed a miracle in the city of Capernaum.
就是让百夫长的仆人得着医治。
And as when he healed the centurion's servant.
这个加百隆它的意思就是Village of Nahum, 就是拿鸿的故乡，或者叫拿鸿村。
And the city Capernaum, the meaning of it is the village of Nahum.
所以在这个拿鸿虽然在圣经里头他的著作只有三章。
And even though Nahum, there's only three chapters in the Old Testament.
但是呢却有一个村庄是叫做拿鸿村。
But there is a city that seems to be named after him.
那拿鸿的意思就是安慰的意思。
And the meaning of the name Nahum means comfort.
有可能这个先知他本来不是叫拿鸿。
And there's a possibility that the name Nahum was not his original name.
因为他做了先知。他要传神的信息，所以他的名字改成叫做拿鸿。
And there is a possibility that because he is a prophet and he proclaims the message of God, therefore his name was changed to Nahum.
因为拿鸿的意思是安慰。
Because the meaning of the word Nahum means comfort.
当时的百姓他们需要得着安慰。
Because the people at that time was in need of comfort.
所以先知的意思就是我要传给你们。得着安慰的信息。
So the message of this prophet was that he carried that a message of comfort.
如果拿鸿是跟以赛亚同一个时期。
And if Nahum was in the same time as Isaiah.
那我们知道在那一个时代最强盛的帝国就是亚述帝国。
And we also know that the most powerful kingdom during that time is the kingdom of Assyria.
这个亚述帝国这个灭了北边的这个北朝以色列。
And it is the kingdom of Assyria that was able to destroy the northern kingdom.
甚至也几乎把南边的犹大给消灭。
And it also was about to destroy the southern kingdom, Judah.
在西西家王的时候，这个犹大已经被亚述帝国的军队打得只剩下两座城市。
And during the reign of Hezekiah, the Assyrians almost conquered the southern land of Judah, there were only two cities remaining.
这个亚述军队已经包围了这个耶路撒冷。
And there was a siege around one of the cities, Jerusalem.
但是因为神的怜悯，所以没有让亚述帝国在那一次把这个犹大国给灭掉。
But because of God's mercy, God did not allow the Assyrians to completely destroy the southern kingdom.
那这个拿鸿书主要是在论到这个亚述帝国即将遭受到的这个审判。
And so the prophet Nahum, he carried the message about the incoming doom to or destruction to the Assyrian kingdom.
那当然，尼尼微城是亚述帝国的首都，所以尼尼微城就代表着整个亚述帝国。
So the city of Nineveh is the capital of the kingdom of Assyria and can represent Assyria itself.
所以拿鸿论到尼尼微城将要受到审判。
So here Nahum proclaimed a message that there was a ruin coming to the city of Nineveh.
当我们提到尼尼微城，我们又马上会想到另外一个先知，就是耶拿先知。
And when we mention the city of Nineveh, this might also remind us of another prophet, the prophet Jonah.
因为耶拿曾经到尼尼微城去传警告。
Because Jonah at one time went to the city of Nineveh to warn them.
那这大概是在拿鸿之前的150年。
And this probably took place 150 years before this time of Nahum.
在这个耶拿先知的时代，神就已经要审判这个尼尼微城。
Because in the time of Jonah, God already wanted to proclaim judgment on the city of Nineveh.
因为这是一个很罪恶的城市。
Because the city is full of evil.
是一个该受到神公义审判的城市。
And is a city that deserves to be punished.
但是神却也愿意来拯救这个罪恶的城市。
But yet God still gave them one more chance for salvation.
所以神差派耶拿去传警告。
And therefore God sent Jonah to warn them.
结果这些尼尼微城的人，从国王一直到最小的老百姓，他们听了警告之后，他们都悔改。
And it just turns out that when the people from the greatest to the smallest heard the warning of Jonah, they all repented.
他们有一段的这种归向神复兴的时刻。
Therefore there was a time where they turned back to God.
但是以后他们又走回原来的路，罪恶的道路。
But afterwards, they continued on their evil ways.
所以在这里拿鸿他宣告尼尼微城要受审判。
So here, Nahum told the city of Nineveh that of their incoming ruin.
但是拿鸿书一章第七节是非常好的一个非常有帮助的一个经节。
But in chapter 1, verse 7, there is a verse that is very helpful for us.
我们在生活当中常常会遇到困难。
Because in our lives, we often come across difficulties.
在困难的当中，我们需要有一个宁静的心。
And in these times of difficulties, we need to have a spiritually sensitive heart.
那如何能够有一个宁静的心呢？
Or we need to have and how do we have a spiritually sensitive heart?
宁静就是安静。
Or a calm heart.
在困难的时候，通常我们会觉得烦恼、烦乱。
Because oftentimes, it is in those times of difficulties, we are often stirred up and very frustrated.
那所以要能够得着安慰，我们才能够安静。
And only when we can receive comfort, therefore we can calm ourselves.
因为安静，我们才能够有力量、有智慧来面对困难。
And only when we're calm can we have strength and ability to face our difficulties.
在困难当中，常常也是就是在危险当中。
Because oftentimes it is in these difficulties there is also danger.
那在危险当中，我们需要能够感觉到、知道有神的平安。
And it is in the times of danger we are looking for the peace that is from God.
那这样我们才能够真的得着安慰。
And only when we find it can we receive comfort.
这样我们才能够真的能够安静。
And when we have that, we can be calm.
那拿鸿书一章第七节真正要给我们的信息就是这三件事情。
And the message in the book of Nahum are these three things.
在困难当中我们能够安静。
that we can have calmness in a time of difficulty.
哦, 在烦恼当中我们有安慰。
That in a time of difficulties, we can also have comfort.
哦, 在危险当中我们有平安。
And that in times of danger, we can have peace.
哦, 为什么说这一节带给我们这样的信息呢?
And why do we say that this verse gives us this message?
哦, 因为在这一节里头提到三件事情。
Because in this verse, it records three things.
啊, 拿鸿书一章第七节。 第一件事情这里说, 神本为善。
And the first thing in this verse, it tells us that God is good.
这里就讲到说, 神, 我们的神是一个完全完美的神。
And it tells us that our, the God we believe in is a complete and, and perfect God.
这是何等美好的一个消息。
And this is a beautiful message.
全能的神。 他也是一个美善的神。
That this all-powerful God is also a good God.
哦, 今天有人很有能力, 很有权势, 但是他不一定是一个美善的人。
And today there are many people who are very powerful or very capable, but they're not necessarily good.
哦, 一个很有权势的人, 很有能力的人, 如果他不是一个美善的人, 那常常会带给人灾, 啊, 带给人痛苦, 受苦。
Because if they are a person with great power and authority, but yet they are not good, they often bring a pain and suffering to others.
哦, 今天在历史上有很多人受苦, 那个苦是从人来的。
And there are many people in history, a great number of people in history, that suffer, and the suffering is often comes from other people.
哦, 因为遇到很有能力的人, 但是那个人不美善。
And it's because they often meet people who have great power, but they are not necessarily good.
哦, 所以比如说有一些很残忍, 很残暴的啊, 这个统治者。
Especially the ruthless dictators.
哦, 能够成为统治者, 当然这个人可能很聪明, 很有能力, 很有钱, 很有钱势。
And for them to be a dictator, they're either very smart or very capable.
哦, 但是他不美善, 所以他带给很多人。 受害,
but because they are not good, they often bring a lot of suffering.
哦, 那谁最有能力?
So, but who has the greatest power?
哦, 就是这位全能的神。
And this is the Almighty God.
哦, 那这位全能的神, 他是美善的, 这是多么好的一件,好的一个消息。
And for this Almighty God to also be good, well, this is a beautiful message.
我们请看诗篇103篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 103.
诗篇103篇第7节
Psalm 103, verse 7. Verse 7. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel.
神对人的要求, 他总是很简单很清楚的让人知道。
And God's requirements for his people are often very clear.
啊, 但是常常人并没有真的很努力的
But it is often that man does not spend a lot of time or effort to pursue after them.
哦, 所以人很容易得罪神。
Therefore, man is often very susceptible to offending God.
啊, 第8节。
Verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
哦, 但是神却常常宽容我们, 哦, 他不轻易的发怒。
And that he is, here in this verse, it tells us that, but the Lord is merciful, and he is slow to anger.
啊, 第9节。
Verse 9, he will not always accuse, nor will he keep his anger forever.
哦, 有时候真的人, 神一再给人机会, 啊人一再的拒绝, 神所给的机会。
But oftentimes, in the same way, man continually offends God, and God continually gives them opportunity.
哦, 那到最后, 神会审判, 会责备人。
And at the very end, God will judge and he will rebuke.
哦, 但是这里说, 神不会长久的, 继续的, 这样来责备人, 刑罚人。
But in the same way, he will not continually rebuke and punish people forever.
哦, 第10节。
Verse 10, he does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities.
哦, 他常常是没有 按照我们 的这些不好的行为来刑罚我们。
And he does not repay us according to our actions.
哦，所以神不是刑罚的神，他是赐恩典、赐怜悯的神。
So God is not a God of punishment, but rather a God of mercy and graciousness.
哦，常常在我们需要的时候，他成为我们的帮助。
And in a time of our need, he becomes our help.
常常在我们软弱的时候，他成为我们的力量。
Often in times of weakness, he is our strength.
哦，常常在我们很沮丧的时候，他成为我们的欢呼。
In times of despair, he is our comfort.
哦，常常在我们觉得很困惑的时候，他成为我们的指引。
And oftentimes when we are frustrated or confused, he is our direction.
哦，常常在我们很忧伤的时候，他成为我们的欢喜。
Oftentimes in our sorrow, he is our joy.
哦，所以拿鸿先知说，我们的主是美善的。
This is why Nahum said our God is good.
不但拿鸿先知这样讲，其实万物都在述说着神是美善的。
And not only does Nahum say this, but all creation proclaims this.
神所创造的每一个东西都在述说神的美好。
That everything God has created proclaims that God is good.
那我们所看到的一切好的东西，他们也都在讲神的美善。
And all the things that we see are good also proclaim God is good.
为什么很多科学家到最后他们一定不能够拒绝有一个神的存在。
And why is it that all, many scientists that at the end cannot disprove that the existence of God?
因为在他们的研究里头，他们发现了很多很奇妙的事情。
Because in their study, in their experimentation, they have found many things that are very miraculous.
因为这些奇妙，所以人可以这样子好好的活着。
And it's because of all these things that are very miraculous, therefore we as humans can survive.
当他们发现的这些美善的事情的时候，这些美善就是在传讲神的美好。
And when they see all these things that are miraculous and good, all these things proclaim that God is good.
只有在亚当里头，堕落的人失去了这一种见证。
It's only that in the fall of man that we have lost this testimony.
所以我们常常看到的是人的这些丑陋的一面。
And oftentimes the things that we focus on are the ugliness of humans.
所以常常是人没有办法从人的身上看不到美好。
That we can often cannot see this beauty in others.
所以人没有办法来见证神的美善。
So that we are unable to testify of God's goodness.
连那个本来是最丑陋的那个十字架，都在说神的美善。
Even such an ugly or a sad image as the cross even proclaimed the goodness of God.
因为这个十字架成了神的美善的一个很好的见证。
Because in the cross there is a great testimony of God.
请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章第六节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 6, for while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly.
第七节。
Verse 7, indeed rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps a good person, someone might actually dare to die.
第八节。
Verse 8, but God proves his love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us.
稍微有一点点圣经知识的人，我们看到十字架，我们所想到的就是这一段圣经所说的。
And oftentimes, as long as we have a small understanding of the Bible, when we see a cross, these are the verses we think of.
因为神的爱借着主耶稣在十字架的牺牲而来表明出来。
Because it is through Lord Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, God's love is displayed.
在我们还是软弱还是罪人的时候，主耶稣他已经为我们死。
That while we are sinners and we are weak, God, Lord Jesus has died for us.
所以主耶稣的死，主耶稣的复活，也在述说着我们的神是美善的。
That in Lord Jesus' death and resurrection, this also proclaims the goodness of God.
因为神是美善的，所以我们知道在危险当中我们有平安。
And because we know God is good, therefore in times of danger we can find peace.
因为神是美善的，所以在那种烦恼的 烦恼的时候，我们可以得着安慰。
And in times, and because God is good, in the times of frustration, we can find comfort.
哦，因为神是美善的，所以在困难的时候，我们仍然能够安静。
And because God is good in times of difficulties, we can find peace.
请我们再看。
Or we can find calmness.
请再看回拿鸿书一章第七节。
Let's turn back to Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. Verse 7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in a day of trouble. He protects those who take refuge in him, even in a rushing flood.
在第七节的第二件事情告诉我们说，在患难的日子，他成为人的保障。
Here in the second part of this verse, it says, God is a stronghold in a day of trouble.
这个所谓的保障啊，意思就是保护。
And when we think of stronghold, we can think of protection.
在这个患难的日子，人第一个直接的感受就是我在危险中。
And then oftentimes, it is in the days of trouble, we acknowledge that we are in danger.
那在危险当中，我们所需要的就是得到保护。
And then when we are in danger, the thing that we need most is to be protected.
当我们觉得有保护的时候，我们才有平安。
And only when we are protected, we will have peace.
当我们觉得有保护的时候，我们可以得到安慰。
And only when we are protected, we can have comfort.
当我们觉得有保护的时候，我们的心才能够安静。
And only when we are protected, we can find calmness.
请看诗篇六十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 62. Psalm 62, verse 1. Verse 1, for God alone my soul waits in silence, from him comes my salvation.
这个大卫说他的心是默默无声，他是安静的。
And here, David said that his soul waits in silence, meaning that he is very calm.
那为什么大卫能够有一个安静的心？
And why is David able to have a calm heart?
第二节。
Let's look at verse 2. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, I shall never be shaken.
因为他的神是美善的。
And it's because David's God is good.
因为在困难的当中，神成为他的保障。
It's because in difficulty, God has become his stronghold.
这里大卫用了三个特别的名词来描述这位神。
And here David uses three nouns to describe God.
他说我的神是我的磐石。
First he says, my God is my rock.
意思就我的神是我的依靠。
Meaning that I can rely on my God.
他说我的神是我的拯救。
He also said his God is his salvation.
意思就是我的神就是我的帮助。
Meaning that his God can help him.
他说我的神是我的高台。
And he also says, my God is my fortress.
意思就是我的神就是我的保护。
Meaning that my God is also my protection, his God is his protection.
有很多的人，他们来到美国，是因为为了得到保护。
And oftentimes people immigrate to the United States because they are in need of protection.
在过去很长的一段时间里头，美国也的确成为很多人的保护。
And indeed, the United States acted as a protector for these people.
但是美国只是地上的一个国家。
But yet, in the same way, the United States is only a nation on earth.
他所能够保护的人虽然很多，但是还是有很多人并没有得到保护。
That even though the United States has protected many people, but it cannot protect everyone.
那也不是说人在美国了，就完全的、真正百分之百的得到了保护。
In the same way, just because we are in the United States doesn't mean we are 100% protected.
所以要紧的还是有需要得到从神那里来的保护。
So what is important is to receive the protection from God.
纵然我们生活在美国，我们也必须承认这个苦难的事情它是可以随时随地的临到每一个人。
And just because you were in the United States, but we all can admit that at any time a trouble can come to us.
当然有很多人来到这里，他是比过去还得到更多的自由，更多的保护。
And indeed, there are people who come to the United States and they have received more freedom and protection than in their previous life.
哦，这是肯定的，这个国家真的做了很多很多让人得自由、保护人的事情。
And this is indeed very true that in our country we have many freedoms and we are protected.
哦，从这个层面来看，我们真的求神继续祝福这个国家。
And indeed, from this perspective, we can ask God to continue to bless this nation.
那但是更要紧的是，一个人如果他有信仰，他有主耶稣，那这更好。
But what is more important is that if a person has faith and has a faith in Jesus, that is even better.
哦，那所以主耶稣所讲的一句话呢，是比较比较实在，哦，比较符合于我们生活的事实。
And there is a phrase that Lord Jesus said that is probably more applicable to us.
请看约翰福音十六章。
And let's turn to John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章三十三节。
John chapter 16, verse 33.Verse 33, I have said this to you that, so that in me you may have peace.In the world, you face persecution, but take courage, I have conquered the world.
这里主耶稣说，在这个世界上啊，我们会有 persecution, 会有逼迫，会有苦难。
Here, Lord Jesus says very frankly that in this world we have persecution, we have trouble.
哦，但是在主耶稣里面有平安。
But in Lord Jesus, we will find peace.
哦，我们如果能够认识主耶稣，得着主耶稣，那么我们有在他里面的平安。
And the more we know Lord Jesus, the more we can receive Jesus, the more peace we will have.
哦，这意思就是说，无论我们在哪里，主耶稣在那里，跟我们同在，被我们遇见。
Meaning that no matter where we are, as long as Lord Jesus is there, we can meet Lord Jesus.
哦，我们会有病痛的时候。
There will be time when we have poor health.
哦，很多时候病痛对我们来讲就是一个很大的困难。
And oftentimes, Our sicknesses can be a tribulation for us.
哦，遇到了病痛，就是两个结果。
And there are two outcomes of sicknesses.
哦，可能我们会好。
One outcome is that we'll become better.
哦，也有可能不会好。
And the other outcome is we'll become worse.
哦，但是在我们病痛的时候，主耶稣也在那里。
But when we are sick, Lord Jesus is also there.
哦，所以主耶稣对保罗说：“我的恩典够你用。”
That's why Lord Jesus said to Paul that my grace is sufficient for you.
啊，这个保罗说他身上有一根刺。
Lord Paul said that he has a flesh in his body. Yeah, he has a thorn in his flesh.
他并没有很清楚的讲那到底是什么。
He did not clearly state what this thorn was.
哦，那很多人的查考推测，那可能是保罗身上的一个疾病。
But people extrapolated and they interpreted it as perhaps Paul had some kind of sickness.
哦，如果从前后文来看，主耶稣并没有拿掉那一个病痛。
And if we study the context of that verse, we know that Lord Jesus never took away this thorn.
哦，但是保罗他已经他就能够感谢神，因为主耶稣对他说。我的恩典够你用。
But yet Paul can still give thanks to God because he knows that God's grace is sufficient for him.
哦，我们在苦难的当中，神就在那里跟我们同在，被我们遇见。
That when we are suffering, God is also there with us.
哦，有时候我们是处在生活当中的冲击跟压力。
Oftentimes it is the pressure and the chaos of life.
比如说，摩西他带领以色列百姓出埃及。
For example, when Moses brought the people out of Egypt.
哦，一开始的时候，他每一天要面对着这些超过100万以上的人。
And every day he had to face the multitude of people that reached over 1 million.
哦，所以每一天大大小小有好多的事情需要摩西去面对去处理。
And every day there are so many things, big and small, that needed Moses to take care of.
哦，所以摩西身上没有病，但是呢，他是生活在觉得非常困难，充满着困难里头。
And even though Moses did not have to face a physical ailment, but yet he was still very pressured and had a lot of stress.
哦，所以摩西想要摆脱这样的一个环境。
And Moses wanted to
脱离。
He wanted to to relieve himself of this responsibility.
所以摩西甚至求神说，你让我死好了。
And that's why Moses even prayed to God, asking God to take his life.
但是在这样子的压力冲击里头，神跟摩西同在，神让摩西遇见他。
And but even in all the stress and pressure, God still abided with Moses and met with Moses.
神告诉摩西说，你可以怎么做？
God told Moses what he could do.
这样子能够来减轻你的工作的分量，来减轻你所面对的压力。
So that he can relieve himself of some of the stress and burden.
原来在他充满着冲击压力的当中，神也在那里。
Because even while he was pressured and he was in stress, God was with him.
以利亚先知遭受到王后耶洗别要杀害他。
The prophet Elijah was, or the queen Jezebel wanted to kill the prophet Elijah.
在这个之前，以利亚行了大神迹。
Because prior to this, Elijah performed a great miracle.
这个亚哈王是亲眼看见。
Something that King Ahab saw with his own eyes.
这个亚哈王亲自体验到。
That King Ahab experienced this himself.
但是这个亚哈王并没有因为这样子来归向神。
But yet, King Ahab, even despite all this, he did not return to God.
他却反而允许这个耶洗别去杀害神的先知以利亚。
Instead, Queen Jezebel in his place wanted to kill the prophet Elijah.
这个亚哈王允许耶洗别这么做。
And King Ahab allowed her to do this.
所以以利亚他面对这样的一个事实，他觉得很灰心。
And because this reality was placed in front of Elijah, he was very frustrated.
行了那么大的神迹，所想要看到的是国王的复兴归向神。
That he performed this great miracle, his hope was that the king can return back to God.
如果国王归向神，老百姓也会跟着归向神。
Because as long as the king turned back to God, the people will also follow in their return.
但是所看到的跟他所想要的完全的不一样。
But yet, the outcome of what happened was completely the opposite.
如果我们是以利亚，我们也一定会觉得很灰心，很沮丧。
And if we were Elijah, we would also probably be we would also be in despair and also be frustrated.
不但这样子，以利亚他现在生命还受到威胁。
And not only this, but Elijah's life was also in danger.
所以在这样的一个困难里头，以利亚说我放弃。
So in this time of trouble, Elijah gave up.
所以他也向神求死。
And he also prayed to God that God might take his life.
但是在这个困难的时当中，神跟他同在，神被他遇见。
But still, in the same way, in this time of difficulty, God was still with him.
神差派天使来帮助以利亚。
God sent an angel to help and restore Elijah.
所以我们在任何的时候，我们可以遇到不同的困难。
So in any situation, we can come across difficulties.
大卫是英雄。
We know David was a hero.
但是英雄也有落到几乎没有东西吃的时候。
But even as a hero, he came across times where he had nothing to eat.
在这样的时刻里头，神跟他同在，他也遇见了神。
But also into these times, God was with him, and he was able to see God.
因为在我们困难的当中，神成为我们的保障。
Because it is in these times of difficulty, God is our stronghold.
请看诗篇103篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 103.
诗篇103篇第五节。
Psalm 103, verse 5.Verse 5, who satisfies you with good as long as you live?
这里
so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
这里大卫说神用美物让他觉得知足。
Here the Bible says, God satisfies us with good as long as we live.
这个有的翻译本有些美好的物质。这个美好的食物。
Or God satisfies us with some versions also say God satisfies us with good things or good food.
我们常常说什么东西最好吃？
Oftentimes we are thinking, what is the best thing to eat?
哦，当你饥饿的时候，什么东西都很好吃。
And especially when we're hungry, everything looks good.
哦，这个大卫是个英雄，他也曾经遭遇这种饥饿的时刻。
But yeah, David was a hero, but he still came across times when he was starving.
哦，他得到神的供应的时候，他说这是美物。
And when he received God's response, he said that this is a great thing.
在这个大环境里头，有时候我们在经济上也会觉得非常的紧迫。
And oftentimes in our society, we might feel that we are lacking, especially in our economy.
有时候我们失去了我们的工作。
Sometimes we have lost our job.
有时候我们的收入减少了很多。
Sometimes the company we work for cut our pay.
在这个时候，神他跟我们同在，他要让我们遇见。
But it is at these times God is with us and God wants to meet us.
他要成为我们的保护。
He wants to be our protection.
请我们再看回拿鸿书第一章第七节。
Let's turn back to the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. Chapter 1, verse 7. God is good, a stronghold in a day of trouble. He protects those who take refuge in him, even in a rushing flood.
有没有那个他认识那些投靠他的人？一章七节，你的是什么 ？NKJV、
NRSV、
NRSV 啊。第三件在这一节里头提到的第三件事情啊，说神认识那些信靠他的人。
And here, in some versions, the Bible also says in verse 7 that God knows those who trust in him.
这就是为什么在困难当中我们可以安静。
And this is why in times of difficulty we can find calmness.
这就是为什么在烦恼的时候我们可以得到安慰。
And this is why in times of difficulties we can find comfort.
这就是为什么在危险当中我们可以有平安。
And this is why in these times, we can also find peace.
因为我们是被这位神所认识的。
It's because we are known by this God.
只要我们是愿意来信靠他。
As long as we are willing to trust in him.
我想我们都认识美国总统。
I believe we all know the American president.
但是总统，我想他不认识你。
But I believe that the American president may not know us.
我们的神，他不是总统，他不是王子。
Our God is not a king or a president.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He is the Lord of Lords, King of Kings.
我们认识他，而且他也认识我们。
Now we know him, he also knows us.
只要我们是一个信靠他的人。
As long as we are faithful and trusting to him.
意思就是说，他可以个别的来跟我们同行，来跟我们同在。
That we can build a personal relationship with him so that we can, so that God abides with each and every one of us.
他这么伟大，我们当然要认识他。
Of course, we know that God is so great, we must know him.
但是很宝贵的是，他这么伟大，我们这么渺小，但是他认识我们。
But in the same way, what is even greater is that such a great God can also, will also personally know each and one of us.
所以主耶稣说他是好牧人，他认识他的羊。
That's why Lord Jesus said that I am a good shepherd, I know my sheep.
他能够按每一个人的名字来叫他们。
That he can call each sheep by name.
这是多么美好的一件事情。
And this is a great thing.
请看诗篇139篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 139.
诗篇139篇13节。
Psalm 139, verse 13. For it was you who formed my inward parts, you knit me together in my mother's womb.
16节。
Skip to verse 16. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance, in your books were written all the days that were formed for me, yet when none of them as yet existed.
这里告诉我们说每一个人，神早就知道他，认识他。
So it says here in these verses that God has known us even before all things.
尤其今天，如果我们再加上我们信靠他。
And today, if we add on to our trust and our belief in Him,
那么我们更是被他认识的。
Then we are even more known by God.
哦，这个两个互相有关系。
And these two are related with one another.
哦，我们信靠神，他就认识我们。
That when we trust in God, He knows us.
哦，那我们如何去信？为什么我们可以信靠他
？And why is it that we are able to trust in Him?
哦，因为我们知道他已经认识我们。
It's because we can acknowledge that He already knows us.
哦，这个世界上有很多很有能力的人。很有权势的人。
There are many people in this world that are very capable and very wealthy.
哦，他不一，我通常我们没有办法去依靠他。
And many times we are unable to rely and trust in them.
哦，因为我们认识他，他不认识我们。
It's because even though we might know them, they do not know us.
哦，但是这一位神不一样。
But this God is different.
哦，他一定认识我们，所以我们可以信靠他。
Because He already knows us, therefore we are able to trust in Him.
哦，所以拿鸿书一章第七节。是给我们这么好的啊，这么好的理由啊，我们可以得着我们生活所需的需要的。
And in Nahum chapter 1 verse 7, it gives us such a great reason for us to receive the things that we need.
啊，因为神本为善。
Because God is good.
啊，因为在我们困难的时候，他成为我们的保障。
Because He is a stronghold in the day of our trouble.
啊，因为他认识我们这些信靠他的人。
It's because He knows those who trust in Him.
啊，这是多么好的一个消息
！And this is a great message.
啊，所以我们也要把这个消息去告诉人。
Therefore, we should also tell others of this message.
这位神是美善的。
That this God is good.
啊，你在困难当中，他要成为你的保障。
That in the times of your trouble, he can be your stronghold.
你来信靠他，他认识，他就更加的认识你。
That if you trust in him, he will know you more.
哦，所以在困难的时候。你可以是安静的。
Therefore, in the times of your trouble, you can have calmness.
哦，在你烦恼的时候，他可以是你的安，他可，你可以得到安慰。
That in the times of your frustration, he can give you comfort.
哦，在你危险当中，你有平安。
That in times of danger, you will have peace.
唱诗277首。
Let's sing hymn 277.